Wakey coasties. When the sun rises over the best place on earth, these guys are here to wake you up and get you ready for the day. Paddy and Rob Palmer for breakfast on the coast 107.7 Triple M.
Okay, this is our podcast. G'day, everyone. This is Paddy and Rob Palmer for Monday, 13th of September. Rob's been guilty. I've been guilty. Scandals.
No, I don't know.
Oh, that one that you sent to me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
the one from you.
Oh, you. I've got to watch you. The pictures you send me.
The question marks I get back from my friends when I accidentally send stuff to them that I did actually intend to send to you. But anyway.
Yeah, we're looking at that. Also, can Manly take on and beat the Roosters, then beat South and make it to the grand final?
Yeah. There was actually one good theory put to us this morning about that.
Taking the soft option. Well, yeah, yeah, very much so.
Yeah, they deliberately lost. No.
Is that the case? And if you haven't heard, a further 1 million doses of Moderna.
It's out.
It's on its
way. Proudly backed as well by someone near and dear to many of us.
Yeah, Dolly Parton. You know what we should do?
What's that?
You know how we've got Phil from Point Frederick to be Triple M surf reporter.
Yeah, unofficial.
Unofficial. Maybe he wants to be Triple M's unofficial correspondent to watch SAS. Could he do that as well?
Well, we do need a correspondent.
We do need a correspondent.
Do we really? Are you going to watch it?
No, that's why we need a correspondent, because a lot of people may love it. I didn't watch it last year, mainly out of what you said with Chappelle Corby when they put her on.
Yeah.
I'm there, oh, convicted drug smuggler.
Glorify.
Yeah, you do that. Mm. But like in tonight's episodes, it premieres tonight on Channel 7, 7:30, and it's Sam Burgess is one of the... Yeah.
Chappelle got a spot on Dancing with the Stars All
after
Stars
that. Too. Oh, yeah, you didn't watch that show as well. And apparently Confidential from... Oh, that's right. Yeah, she did too, didn't she? Yeah, yeah. On Celebrity Dancing with the Stars. Confidential understands that the former South Sydney star Sam Burgess admits, apparently, to having an affair during his four-year marriage to his ex-wife, which will air tonight, and also was embroiled in a sexting scandal involving Melbourne Moon.
Oh.
So, look, we are looking this morning, you know, when it comes to texting, oh, things have gone horribly wrong.
They can do.
Oh,
Shane
Warne. Oh, look, Warnie. Holy jeez.
G'day there, Reckless.
How are we, guys?
Yeah, good, mate. Texting, it's gone wrong. What's happened?
Oh, well, me and the guys went out to a strip club. My mate got a lap dance and I took a photo and I sent it to another mate. He sent it to another mate. And then they sent it back to me and I went to send it to another mate, but it sent to my wife instead.
Are you surprised? And it's been through 50 people.
I had to land on my feet and I said, look at the disgusting behaviour of these guys. I'm never going out with them again if they're going to be like that. Talk about thinking on my feet.
So you covered yourself that way.
Yeah, but then she wouldn't let me go out with them. She kept me at my word.
So you just threw your mates in the bin, one and all.
Threw them under the bus, mate. You know what it's like. All's fair in love and war.
Yeah, you got to protect yourself, though, Reckless.
That's it. Look after number one.
According to various surf reports this morning, it's about 1 foot from the south.
Yeah. Not,
with a little bit of southwesterly wind.
Not worth going out for.
Unless you're a six-year-old.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
What if you're between, like, say, you're 6, 7, 8 years old?
Yeah, all right then.
You might just need a bit of relief from the home grind and homeschooling.
Yeah, but it's not worth waxing your stick over, man.
Yes, it is. Take a long lunch.
It is looking sunny, but then we're
going to... Rather than argue over the next math slide you've got to do with your kids.
Well, Temi Kirkness, she's an absolute legend. She's a life coach, corporate wellness speaker, presenter, and she's got another book out. It's called The Panic Button Book for Kids. She joins us this morning. G'day, Tam.
Hey, Tammy.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, thank you. Yourself?
It's pretty weird out there at the moment.
Yep.
COVID is tough going for everyone.
Well, you know what? You might be able to let us know, because my daughter, Hannah, gorgeous, beautiful little thing she is, she's trying different recipes, and she's in lockdown, and she told me to try ice cream and soy sauce.
Oh.
Right?
As you do.
He's trying to push this recipe on everyone, Tammy.
Anyway, my mate texted me and said, thanks, mate. Just got my daughter to try ice cream and soy sauce. They said they will never trust me again.
Yep.
How do we regain that trust as a parent?
Oh, I say put a mirror on there and give us some quirky things back at her.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Marshmallow and tomato sauce, anyone?
Hey, now you're talking, Tim. I wouldn't even entertain it. Tomato sauce and marshmallows. I'm going home this morning and that's what she will be trying.
perhaps not.
And now, this book, The Panic Button Book for Kids, it's come at a great time, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty wild times out there.
And look, it's an interactive step-by-step guide for kids aged 7 to 11 and their mums and dads and their caregivers as well.
Yeah, that's right. I wrote it to help all of the young kids at the moment who are just feeling so wobbly and anxious, and like the rest of us, they need to feel a little bit of extra calm.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we try not to rule with an iron fist. Paddy wouldn't agree with me because I kick him into touch all the time. But with your kids, there's got to be a certain amount of flexibility, would you say, with scheduling?
Oh, for sure. And one of the things that goes hand in hand with anxiety is feeling a bit out of control. And if kids can feel like they've got a little bit of control over their morning or their day, it's going to help them so much.
And with this book, it uses a decision tree.
Yeah, so it feels a little bit like a game for kids. So we'll ask them a question like, are you feeling worried about a world event? If it's a yes, then they follow the prompts and do all the activities together with mum and dad.
That's pretty cool. You make something into a game for kids and they follow along, and before they know it, they've actually learnt something or gained something and they hadn't even realised they were gaining it.
Yeah, exactly. I think we've got to be a little bit more fun in how we approach mental health sometimes with kids.
Yeah.
And as we said, this is for us for 7 to 11 and the caregivers and mums and dads. Where is it available?
So for everyone in lockdown, it's available online, but it's also will be in Target, Kmart, Big W, and all of your bookstores as well.
So yeah. you can go online, go click and collect, or get it delivered. Simple as.
Yeah, easy peasy.
Yeah,
easy
enough. Panic Button Book for Kids.
Is it okay for me to just whip my 7-year-old out of afternoon maths class from homeschooling and take her for a quick surf?
I'm going to say yes. Go for it.
All right. Okay. A flexi afternoon.
Of course, the decision tree said there's a couple of options and yes is one of them. Hey, yeah. Tim.
That's right.
Hey, Tammy, hope it goes well. It's called The Panic Button Book for Kids. As Tim said, just Google it. You can find it online. A lot of stores are selling it. And as always, thank you very much for joining us again, Tam.
Oh, nice to be back. Thanks, guys.
Robert, after Parramatta, after they just won,
yeah, well,
controversial penalty try.
Doesn't matter how you get there in the final.
Can Parramatta beat Penrith, then beat the Storm?
Yeah. Bang, bang. Two shots.
To get through to the GIFA. I don't think so.
You're doubting your own little story.
Storm are too good. Storm are too good.
Storm, they weren't too good 2 weeks ago.
Oh, that was because Parramatta played their grand final.
Parramatta came out and said, here, this is how it's done, boys.
Look, Manly, after being demolished.
Well, that was embarrassing. It just goes to show that one man cannot win a grand final.
Turbo. Oh, he played off on Friday night. Can Manly? Oh, Manly should do the Roosters, though. But will they beat South?
Well, no. Will they, though?
I don't know.
For the tippers.
Honestly, can you see anyone apart, just yes or no, can you see anyone apart from the Storm winning the grand final this year?
Yep.
Who? Parramatta? Are you joking me.
I don't know.
No, it can only be, no way. Storm all the way, mate, honestly. Yeah. I reckon it has to be.
Yeah, probably. Okay.
You better get that.
Okay. Hello, Triple M.
Hold the phone. Good morning, champions. It's Raging Ray from the footy. What an absolute cracker of semi-finals over the weekend.
These games were certainly a showpiece, Ray.
Exactly right, champion. A showpiece of the best players the NRL has to offer on show, going head-to-head in what can only be described as a battle royale.
Did you enjoy calling some of the games, Ray?
Well, it's something one can't be overawed with, but at the same time, one can't be blasé about either,
no.
As these Warriors battle it out for rugby league supremacy.
And you sit with rugby league royalty, Ray.
Oh, spot on, champion. The names of Joey Johns, Billy Slater, Peter Sterling, and Gus Gould.
Yeah.
Gus Gould. Hold on a second there. How did that ridiculous name, Gus Gould, get on the sheet? I think he's written that in himself.
Yeah.
Mike Wazowski. I call Gus the one-eyed character from Monsters, Inc. And Mr. Gould can be a little biased during the call, especially if you play for the Roosters or the Panthers.
Ray, the big question, can Manly make it through to the grand final?
Ha! You have got to be kidding, champion.
Yeah.
The Central Coast Council has more chance of being debt-free in the next 100 years than Manly, firstly, making the grand final, let alone winning it.
Yeah.
After Friday night's demolition by the Storm, 40 points to 12, you'd have to say Manly's defence is actually like Central Coast Roads.
Yep.
Holes everywhere. Best of luck next week. Sea Eagles, we must go from Channel 9. Bye.
Robert, it's on its way. A further 1 million doses of Funky Cold Moderna has been secured by the federal government, and it's set to arrive in Australia this coming weekend. So the extra doses have been acquired from a number of nations throughout the European Union, in particular Spain, Czech Republic, Portugal, Norway, Sweden, Bulgaria.
It's time.
Yep.
Get in your arm.
So they're saying, recommending Moderna for anyone, everyone from 12 to 59, ScoMo has said. So
look, recommending vaccines for certain age groups didn't work real well the first time, did it?
Oh, no, not with the Astra.
Didn't work.
Look. But
so, you know.
The thing is, a combination of 400,000 doses of Moderna and Pfizer vaccines will be distributed across the state over the course of September, and the doses will be shared around pharmacies now around the country, with 1,800 of those beginning to receive doses throughout the week of Monday, September 20th, which is a week from today.
In no small part due to a certain benefactor.
That's right, Dolly Parton, who invested in Moderna and who we think also would be making a little bit of a...
You think, yeah.
Of course. Bring on the dollars,
wasn't
man.
Wasn't all just done for, medical love.
No, Robert.
From the makers of in the Lagoon and COVID 2021 comes a new studio album recorded in Nashville, Tennessee from the home of Dolly Parton. Dolly's Songs for Lockdown. Reworked, remastered and remarkable.
Working 9 to 5.
Dolly's Songs for Lockdown and her support of the Moderna vaccine will have you belting out this number.
Vaccine. I'm begging of you, please put out your arm. Vaccine. Buy this song and help me buy a farm.
If that song from Dolly Parton doesn't make you tear up, this one will.
Vaccine in the arm, that is what you need. Get it done today, buy my new CD. I could use the cash, you just get the jab. And we can come out of lockdown, It'll be thanks to Moderna,
Dolly's Songs for Lockdown sees a collaboration with Tone Lock.
So if you don't know me, my name is Dolly Parton. Sharon drinks with some no-name chump when they know that I'm a star. So I put in a lot of cash, hope it's a dollar earner. I asked this guy, did you get the jab? He said, funky cold Moderna.
And finally on Dolly Parton's new album, this reworked classic.
Here I am again. Ready if your body needs Moderna. I'm shaking up this place. It really is a race. So here's the jab again. And don't be slow.
What a lady. What an album. Dolly's Songs for Lockdown. Out now.
Sold only in conjunction when Moderna vaccines are administered. Terms, fees and conditions apply.
You know what, Paddy?
I know.
For friends of Triple M and family to bulk up the numbers.
Yeah.
download the Listener app.
We're talking L-I-S-T-N-R.
Yep. And if you favourite breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer.
You are legends.
Well, yeah, that's very good of you. And you can listen anytime you like.